Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. The White House is delivering a stark warning about the severe consequences a potential default would have on the nation. NPR's Windsor Johnston reports talks between administration and congressional negotiators picked back up again today after hitting a snag yesterday.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre struck an urgent tone, warning that too much is at stake for lawmakers to allow the U.S. to default on its debt.
A default would have catastrophic impacts in every single part of this country, whether you're in a red state or in a blue state.
Republicans are refusing to accept a deal unless it results in the government spending less money than it did in the last fiscal year. Democrats, including President Biden, argue that the GOP demand to cut spending is unreasonable. Without an agreement, the U.S. could default on its debt by as early as June 1st. Windsor Johnston, NPR News, Washington.
The families of victims of the Robb Elementary School shooting have invited the public to attend a vigil tonight where they will mourn and celebrate the lives lost. TPR's Dan Katz has more.
1 year ago, a gunman killed 19 children and two teachers at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde. In the weeks and months that followed, grief turned to anger as it came to light that law enforcement waited more than an hour to confront the gunman, and the explanation from state officials continued to change. Some of the victims' families created a group called Lives Robbed to talk about the effects of gun violence and to call for accountability. They're gathering tonight at the Uvalde Memorial Park Amphitheater to share those messages again. They'll also release butterflies to honor the victims. Earlier today, many of the families toured the city's healing murals, which are now a part of a permanent digital collection at the Smithsonian. I'm Dan Katz in San Antonio.
An American musical legend who began her career in the 1950s has died at her home in Switzerland. In this 2019 video message to fans, Tina Turner, who triumphed through an abusive marriage and shifting trends, described what it was like to become an octogenarian in the entertainment business.
Yes, I'm 80. What did I think? How did I think I would be at 80? Not like this. How is this? Oh, well, I look great. I feel good. I've gone through some very serious sicknesses that I'm overcoming. So it's like having a second chance at life. I'm happy to be an 80-year-old woman.
The White House called her death a massive loss, with President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden in a statement calling her a once-in-a-generation talent. Stocks lost ground on Wall Street today. The Dow fell 255 points. You're listening to NPR. The head of Russia's private Wagner military group says his force lost more than 20,000 men in the drawn-out battle for the eastern Ukrainian city of Bakhmut. About half the number, apparently Russian convicts, recruited to fight in the now 15-month-old war. That figure is in stark contrast to claims from Moscow. Just more than 6,000 troops have been killed in the war as of January. Ukraine has not said how many of its soldiers have died in Russia's invasion. Analysts believe the 9-month fight for Bakhmut alone cost the lives of tens of thousands of soldiers. The fate of a first-of-its-kind law restricting drag in Tennessee is now in the hands of a federal judge. Mariana Bakuyao from member station WPLN reports a ruling is expected during Pride Month.
The lawsuit, filed on behalf of a Memphis LGBTQ theater company, alleges that the law's vagueness leaves it open to interpretation by law enforcement. Attorney Melissa Stewart.
Our clients are not required to rely on the good intentions of police officers. And if the law is vague, if it's not clearly established that what the police officer is doing is unconstitutional, then that police officer is immune from suit. You can't even sue them for false arrest.
Attorneys for the state were unable to cite a scenario in which the legislation would apply outside existing indecency laws. A ruling in the case is expected after June 2nd, when Memphis will already be in the middle of its Pride Festival. For NPR News, I'm Mariana Bakayao in Nashville.
Crude oil futures prices moved higher today, oil settling at $74.34 a barrel. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.